The Affordable Care Act may be staying in place for now, but the long-term future of health care is still far from certain. And that uncertainty is already taking its toll on some health care programs in Central California. FM89's Carrie Klein reports from Kern County.
If you peruse the Airbnb listings outside Bakersfield, you may stumble upon Broken Shadow Hermitage, a three-bedroom getaway in the Tehachapi Mountains. Rick Hobbs is the owner. We spoke via Skype.
It's just so quiet, and there's no light pollution. You turn the lights off, it's just dark and quiet and just so regenerating.
Hobbs put his house up for rent a few months ago when he got a new job in Lake Isabella, over an hour away.
There was a spot made available. I was asked if I wanted to do it. I was excited to do it. And we started moving in that direction. So I had to get ready. I had to figure out how am I going to pay for my house because I don't want to sell it.
But turning it into a rental property may have been preemptive. Just a few days in, he got the call from his boss that no one wants to get.
And he says, I got some bad news. The state of California has frozen the funding for those jobs that were created because they're afraid of what's going to happen to the Affordable Care Act. So we're going to put it all on hold.
Hobbs is a licensed marriage and family therapist, or LMFT, a behavioral health specialist who primarily does talk therapy and counseling. Hobbs's new job would have been at a federally qualified health center, which serves California's neediest patients, those with Medi-Cal or no health insurance. But because of some complicated rules, LMFTs like Hobbs are not allowed to work in federally qualified health centers unless they're funded separately. The new law, AB 1863, would have changed that. But on January 10th, just 9 days after the law went into effect, Governor Brown deferred its implementation to July of 2018, at the earliest, likely because the state doesn't know how much to count on in Medicaid reimbursements from the feds. Heather Berry says the fallout from this deferral is real. She's an LMFT at a private clinic in Lake Isabella, and she says last year's Erskine fire left the region deeply in need of mental health care.
300 homes burning to the ground in 48 hours, people running for their lives. I'm seeing vets who say that the experience of living through this fire was worse than anything they had in their military careers.
Lake Isabella was one of many communities poised to benefit from AB 1863. A total of 12 LMFTs were ready to start new jobs with Clinica Sierra Vista, a network of federally qualified health centers serving Fresno, Kern, and Inyo counties. Chris Riley is Rick Hobbs' boss and Clinica's director of behavioral health services.
They'd be serving outlying mountain communities like Lake Isabella, Fraser Park, inner city parts of Bakersfield, the southwest side of Fresno. There really isn't a health center that we run that wouldn't be better for patients if it had a behavioral health provider in it.
Right now, Rick Hobbs is already working for Clinica, but through a county contract. Counties do serve Medi-Cal patients, but only the most severe, which leaves a gap in services for Medi-Cal patients suffering mild to moderate issues like anxiety and depression. One problem with that, Riley says, is that treating those issues commonly falls to primary care doctors.
Your primary care providers are much more likely to go, this is out of my scope, I can't do it. The patient is much more likely, therefore, to decompensate or to go neglected entirely until some catastrophic emergency brings them into what is the county's super expensive $6,000 to $25,000 per patient system.
The law was deferred for budgetary reasons, but Riley argues LMFTs are a more than worthwhile investment. They reduce the burden on primary care doctors, and they provide a place for counties to discharge their more stable patients. Plus, combining basic mental health care with a doctor's appointment can prevent more severe mental health problems.
People say this all the time. My program will save money in the long term. Having therapists in health centers saves money right out of the gate. The day you open, it saves money.
The need for these therapists extends beyond Kern County. Dewan Utek is director of Fresno County's Behavioral Health Department, and she says AB 1863's deferral puts the whole valley at a disadvantage.
Because we have a higher percentage of poverty than other parts of the state, without a doubt, we're more impacted.
Governor Brown should release his revised budget in May, but Riley and other advocates think it's unlikely he'll revisit AB 1863. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.